with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports. I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's 2026 Carifta medalist, Gabriella Linton, delivered a record-breaking performance on day one of the Cayman Athletics Junior and Senior Championships. She smashed her own national under-18 girls' shot put mark with a massive throw of 14.54 meters. The standout junior continues to raise the bar with every outing, showcasing the hard work and consistency that have made her one of Cayman's brightest young talents. Cayman's top young gymnast, Justin Spencer and Sienna Santiago, are officially headed to the 2026 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, taking place July 23rd through August 2nd. On Radio Cayman's Sports Extra, Spencer explained that the road to qualification was anything but simple.
Originally, Sienna and I were actually competing for the spot, which that was a little difficult, but it did turn out where we got two spots, which is awesome. And I can only thank the CIOC, the Cayman Islands Olympic Committee, for that, because they really put in a lot of work to get that done for us.
Yeah.
So we found out that we qualified to Commonwealth before Pan Am, so that did kind of take off a little bit of the pressure of competing at Pan Ams, because there is something bigger after.
Yes.
There's,
yes.
So it was, I almost took it as more of like a practice competition, kind of, where it's like, it's going to be exactly like this, but twice the people, twice the stakes. There's going to be a lot better gymnasts.
Fresh off the Pan American competition, Santiago says the experience has her fired up for what's next.
I was just really thankful to have that practice as well. And I'm really excited because we saw one side of the world, and the Commonwealth is going to be a bunch of other countries we didn't see. So I'm also excited to go see what else is out there for competition. And I was just really happy when we were both able to go, and I'm excited to represent the Cayman Islands somewhere else as well.
Spencer, who competes in all six men's senior events, says the workload reflects his commitment and technical range.
Floor, vault, pommel horse, rings, high bar, parallel bars. So I compete all six, which is all around. And so over the past 8 months, kind of the main thing I've been working towards is double backflip dismount off of most of the events. And that's kind of been the biggest upgrade towards my routines. But everything has about a 12.7 start value maybe as an average, which is pretty good. And that's really where I need to be to kind of be at a competitive level in these kind of senior events.
Okay. Santiago competes in four women's events, and she's already eyeing upgrades in one of her routines.
We compete vault, bars, beam, and floor. For my bars, I have been doing this release from high to low bar. And at this competition, I upgraded it by starting from a handstand instead of like a horizontal position.
Okay.
So I think that was something that definitely increased my difficulty. So I was really happy with that. On beam, I have been doing a much higher difficulty routine than I feel like on the rest of the events. It's definitely set apart. So I think my beam difficulty really helped me at this competition. For floor, I just did a competition season for USAG gymnastics, and pretty much it's the same skills on floor. So at Commonwealth Games, I'm hoping to kind of increase the difficulty on that and add in a skill I've been working on, which is a double back, but we'll see if it's ready.
Their coaches say their selection marks a major milestone for both athletes, the payoff for years of discipline, steady progression, and standout performances across regional and international competition. Cayman flag football is celebrating a landmark achievement after both the men's and women's national teams captured bronze medals at their first ever appearance at the IFAF Central American and Caribbean Championships. Vice President Maggie Ebanks says the debut wasn't just historic. It changed Cayman's standing in the sport.
Starting with the program, it's a big historic thing. It allows us to leave our mark in the sport. Bigger than that, it's the big tournament next year is Continentals that IFAF is holding, IFAF.
Yes.
Finishing third basically gives us a guaranteed spot to that tournament, and it also allows us to come in with some form of recognition, not just a team that's coming in as your first year. There's a lot of teams that go to their first IFAF tournament and don't win a game, don't get on the podium. So it just makes us relevant in a sport that we've all spent years playing it, love it, playing on a recreational level, and then now obviously just being able to take it to a more serious level, but then having that relevance behind the name just sort of gives that extra boost of what we all basically want to work towards.
The tournament featured 8 games for each squad, and both had crucial wins at key moments. Ebanks says Cayman proved it belongs on the regional stage.
The women finished 3-4-1. and the men finished 3-5. So yeah, it was great. It was a good finish in terms of we all won key games in the stages that we need. We started pool play off differently, and then, you know, men had a big key quarterfinals win to secure them a spot in semifinals. And just seeing the competition, seeing the teams that played, seeing the levels that they play at, it was just something to see.
On the men's side, national player Ruben Barnes says the knockout rounds showed Cayman's grit.
In the quarterfinals, we played against the Dominican Republic, right? So after that game, we ended up playing against Jamaica in the semifinals, which was a very tough battle.
Yeah.
We ended up falling just a bit shy, just a bit short. And then we went into the third place game, or I guess the podium game against Nicaragua, where we then, you know, kind of came out on top, and everything went well. It's history after that.
Both podium finishes now send Cayman to next year's IFAF Continental Championships, which double as the Olympic qualifier for the region, giving Cayman a guaranteed spot and newfound recognition. And the Cayman Islands Basketball Association is getting a major boost from its inaugural SEBA 5K walk-run fundraiser, with proceeds helping support national programs, including assisting the U17 boys national team as they prepare to travel to Orlando for the AAU tournament. I caught up with the U17 head coach, Jonathan Powery, after his run at the SEBA walk-run.
How was the route for you?
The route was good, to be honest. It was pretty good. Nothing too crazy. So, yeah, I think everyone should be fine.
Did you run the entire thing, coach?
95%. Walk like 2 minutes and then, yeah.
All right, I know you know the reason why we're doing this. You care to share a little bit of information about it?
Yeah, so next week, the 18U boys are going to go away to AU World Championship, which is a big deal. From my understanding, I've never been, but it's a great competition. It's a great chance for our guys to test themselves against competition that they haven't played against before, and to improve as well. So really thankful to everyone that supported this, supported the boys, and we would do our best and make you guys proud.
I know you will. Are all your boys out here?
I didn't see one, so he got about 150 burpees tomorrow. You know?
Right, I'm hoping to hear that. All right. Okay,
yeah, okay. Yeah. He's going to be sore for Wednesday.
Yeah. All right, coach. Thanks a bunch.
The AAU, the Amateur Athletic Union, is one of the most competitive youth basketball circuits in the world, offering elite travel tournaments and year-round development outside traditional school leagues. SEBA says funds raised from the 5K will help ensure Cayman's young athletes gain valuable international experience as they continue progressing on the regional stage. That's it for Radio Cayman's Local Sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.